The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Rad Power Bikes. I am so in love with my Rad Power Bike. Go to RadPowerBike.com. Use the promo code J and you're going to get $75 off accessories. Let me tell you something. This thing, I'm not really sure how Rad Power Bikes are street legal in the lower 48 states. 750 watts of power on all four models. It's a motor, like an e-bike. It's the most powerful motor one can have and stay street legal. Like 751 watts, it'd pull you over and you'd have a parachute strapped to your back so you could stop. It hauls ass, and I love it. 20 miles an hour, no pedaling, just cruising through my beach towns. That's what's up. Rad Power Bikes. They started building electric bikes in 2007, and right now you got to go get one. You have to go get one. They're awesome. Shipping used to be $175. I just got rid of it. What do you think of that? Promo code J, radpowerbikes.com.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want a battle, it's either that you will or you won't.
You know, you're not a bad-looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
No, I thought you said that you were all right, Spider.
Hey, man!
More Stories Podcast. What's happening, my man, Bruce Jingles?
How are you?
My man, I'm glad you're on the podcast, finally.
I'm honored you had to have me.
You're really fucking funny. Like, you are the guy at Ralphie's. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. At Bruce Jingles.
Well, that's easy. You don't meet brothers named, like, Jingles.
Yeah.
Unless it's a guy that looks like you, like Isaac Hayes. Yeah. You got like wearing a dashiki and a fucking silver chain.
No, I'm going for the whole Isaac Hayes thing. That's my new, I'm the son of Isaac.
Okay.
I'm the new Black Moses.
But with that outfit, you're more like, could you give me some change for a bus fare home at Venice Beach?
No, I'm going for that Papa Shango kind of.
Who's that?
But kind of like a James Bond villain. You know, Live and Let Die.
That's Pete's wheelhouse. Bond villains? Are you into Bond? James Bond?
I like James Bond.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No money in it. Have some water, man. You're parched. Jesus. I'll let you know when you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Bruce Jingles, when I went, this for my dear listeners. It's gay. To my dear listeners. Everybody start jerking off when I say it, and I want to see if we can get like a collective consciousness, and we can all raise our consciousness like Russell Brand. Take out your member and start furiously pounding.
Why is he famous?
Russell Brand?
Yeah.
He's fucking brilliant. Listen, I know, look, don't forget any stand-up clips and just go watch his Conan's on YouTube. If I do an impression of him, I have to write down shit in advance because I'm not smart enough to ad-lib as him. It's that other level, like.
Okay, it's that deep.
Like, we're all bits of light from a greater aggregate of cloudy waters, brilliant pieces of light. We're all connected. The space between us is not empty. And the appropriation. You're like, well, I don't fucking know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's brilliant. He's really brilliant.
You know those guys you just like, why is he there?
Yeah, I got a lot of them. But
I know you know.
I like the sincerity with which you just asked that, because there's a no shit talking comics policy here, but you weren't shit talking. It was like a childlike, like, hey dad, why is that guy? I'm like, well, buddy, you watch the panel, you'll get a different vibe entirely.
It's like when we're at Ralphie's thing, the thing I liked about our friend Ralphie May passed away, and it wasn't the hangers on.
Oh, that's the only reason I went on stage, because there was some three in a row hangers-ons.
Okay.
That went up on that stage.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was uncomfortable, I thought. Were you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Bruce Jingles and I reconnected at
Ralphie Mays Memorial at the West Hollywood Improv. Bruce, by the way, is going to be in Denver. What's it called? Harvey's, right? December
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, December 7th to December 10th at Harvey's.
Come on out, Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey. He'll rub you out, see?
Harvey.
He's a six-foot rabbit.
Harvey, come on out, Harvey.
And then Thursday's in Brea Improv.
Thursday, December 20th. Actually, Wednesday, December 20th.
You fucking made me write down the wrong
day. You're listening to a pothead.
Why are you yelling? We're right next to each other wearing microphones on
our black, heads. I'm black, I'm loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
That's
most of my heroes don't appear on no stamp. Elvis was a hero fight the most.
Fight the power.
Wednesday, December 21st, the Brea Improv in Brea. You guys know you can damn afford a ticket to the Wednesday show at the Brea Improv. Go see Bruce Jingles.
Improv.com.
I'm going to say this for you, okay? Because you got some pride to you. Every once in a while, myself included, of course, there's a weird part of the road where a comic goes, I could use a little fucking push here.
Yeah.
So Bruce needs a little push here. You know, that's my dude. I mean, I'm not fucking going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm here. But yeah, everybody, go see Bruce Jingles, Brea, huge concentration of warriors. Those are my folk down there. And of course, Portland, December 7th through 10th at Harvey. So Ralphie's Memorial, who was the radio guy that went up first? He was really funny, I thought. There was like two guys on stage.
The host?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Gabe Lopez.
No, it wasn't Gabe. I'm sorry. Then I came in. Gabe had.
Oh, Gary Cannon?
I don't know. Yes, I guess that's the name.
And he went up with his mom?
Yeah, and Ross went on after.
Yeah.
And watching Jeff Ross, you go, you are actually as advertised. You are fucking brilliant. When he's leaving to Ralphie to sell merch at a fucking Ralphie May funeral.
Yeah.
It's like, it was great. He goes, and so that guy. Cannon, what's his name?
Gary Cannon.
Gary Cannon, he told some joke. I was like, is this, I think he's a radio guy. He just had a radio cadence.
Yeah.
Like everything was super fast.
He opens for Conan.
Really?
He's Conan's opener.
So what happened to Conan from Reggie Watts to Gary Cannon?
I don't know.
Drop.
No, he opens the show.
It's like going from Danny Terrio to Adrian Zimed.
And he used to open for Dr. Ken's show.
Dr. Kent?
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
He was there, too.
It was a beautiful night because, like you said, the non-hanger-ons, like Dr. Kent, I know, and Ralphie, like, loved each other. You and Ralphie loved each other. Me and Ralphie loved each other. And by proxy, we all love each other. So there was this beautiful energy and exactly how Ralphie wanted of, you know, don't cry when I'm dead. Play, have a party. I get, go, not like anymore. You know, pork rinds, fuck it, man.
But the funny thing is that everybody was saying the N-word. I had never heard the N-word so much there at that funeral.
Niacin?
Yeah, none. It wasn't niacin. No, my niacin.
Cedric goes, the Igger word.
The Igger word, yes.
I like that one.
That was said so much. And it left like a sting in the room, I thought.
A stain.
A stain.
Because I agree. I said it because I'm horribly racist, and I was pointing at people and just calling them that.
Yeah.
No.
Because they were.
Here comes the death toll. Hear the bells ringing for me?
Is the Undertaker coming out?
I agree with you. It was like everybody, it was almost like talking about Ralphie was a doorway to say what Ralphie says, but you ain't Ralphie.
Yeah, and you're not saying it right.
Like, I remember one time Ralphie goes, look at this, and I'm like, whoa. It went from comic, like Jeff Ross, Gary Cannon, the line he had that made me laugh so hard, he told the joke that like there was fucking silence, and he picked up one of the menus off the table, and he goes, whew, am I the only one getting paid tonight? Like, what's going on? And he was fanning himself like, I'm the only one getting paid. And I was angry. I never thought of that before.
Because he's a machine.
Yeah.
He does it every day. His cadence and everything, it's the same thing every day. I think he's one of the best hosts, stand-up hosts out there.
Gary Cannon, hook me up because you impressed me, bro. I'd like to be your friend. And then he brought his mom out, and she did a heartfelt thing about Ralphie paying for her granddaughter, his granddaughter's like autism care.
Yes.
She's nonverbal autism.
But little Marianne, she's sweet.
And it was, oh, you know the gal?
Yes.
How old is she?
I think like 80 something.
No, the daughter, the granddaughter.
The daughter, the child is like 10 years old.
Oh, like a real young kid.
Yeah.
So she gives like this heartfelt, like, and Ralphie paid for everything. And she's getting choked up, and she leaves, and there's this crazy applause. And then Ross goes up and goes, anybody else got a sick elderly person? Want to?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he goes, maybe an uncle with diabetes, a grandmother with sickle cell.
Yeah, bring them all up.
And he kept going and going and going until eventually he goes, a cousin with AIDS, a brother with herpes. Like, he never stopped. Like, Ross is the best. Like, he just kept going. And then it got odd. There was some the guy, his
yeah.
I don't, there's no other way around it. The guy that found the body went up. And it was like, so I find a fucking body. And they're like, put him on top of you. I'm like, are you guys out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not your nigger. Are you? And I'm like,
yeah.
I looked at Corey, my producer, and I go, if I go up next, there's $1,000 in my glove box cash because I'm either spending the night in jail or the hospital. And she goes, I love her. She goes, why the hospital? Mm-hmm. I go, because this whole row, they're all together. And she goes, how do you know? And right when she goes, how do you know that? They're like, fuck you, Chris. Whatever the fuck is, they start talking shit. Because you just know, you vibe it out, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't know the score, you keep your fucking mouth shut. You cunt. Who are you? So I had to get the score, and I knew it. And thankfully, there was a couple people in between. And my friend KP Anderson, who's brilliant, goes, now we know what the Sklar brothers look like. If they were juggalos.
Oh.
Stupid Pete didn't turn on his own mic. What a dummy.
It's on.
Oh, hi, honey.
Those are his openers. Those are,
not all of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of just like, I think I said, any other trainers from Colorado Springs Crunch Fitness want to come up?
Oh, Jesus.
It was a little offensive.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my place to be offended there. And I just felt really bad for Alana.
Yeah.
All these stories about getting high. Like, and then it just seems self-serving, obviously. You noticed the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's when the N-words were flying.
Yeah. And I felt that I had to say what I said, you know, or you know, do my act or whatever.
Well,
I said.
I'll tell you what you said. It really impressed me. I'm like, I want to talk to Bruce Jingles about this on More Stories Podcast. And that's, you were explaining Ralphie's ghetto pass. Or just hood pass, and it wasn't like he was down. He wasn't black. He was Ralphie.
Yeah.
And it was the being all out of fucks.
Yeah.
You could tell he'd been kicked in the dick his whole life. And it made me think of Eminem. How can I be white if I don't fucking exist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me has always been the sentence that I think, like, black America goes, wow, who's this dude? Like, that was his...
That was his end.
Like
right.
Beastie Boys, they had to come up with Brass Monkey. Like,
yeah.
And Paul Revere with the craziest beat of all time. Eminem's one sentence. And you went up, and you were just talking about Ralphie's. There was like a – there was a brother in there.
Yeah.
And I hate when white guys say that. Like, because if you say you're down, you disqualify yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like saying you have humility.
Yeah. But like, with him, he was there. And not just in the way he was, in the way he cooked.
Yeah, goddamn, he could cook.
Yeah.
Obviously, with 500 fucking pounds, you think he could throw something on a skillet?
Just because you can eat don't mean you can cook.
Oh, I cooked the shit out of it, J-Mo.
I know a lot of fat bitches that can't cook.
You know? I'm offended you said bitches. That is
I'm not
correct.
Fat
you had your
bitches.
Cock out and you're jacking off to harass them.
Yeah, speaking of which.
yeah. Ralphie.
He was a black, old black spirit, I think.
He was Ralphie, though.
Yeah.
I think he was the only Jerry Garcia quote. I don't really give a shit about the dead. The Grateful Dead, I should say. It's talking about dead guys. I separate the two. Don't be the best at what you do. Be the only one doing what you do.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can imitate Ralphie. Like, no one can imitate Ralphie.
No.
Nobody, like, you go, oh, that's kind of like Mitch Hedberg. That's kind of like everybody's doing Robin Harris. You know, And then if somebody goes up, I'm like, what are you going to do? Look like a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Be so heavy you have boobs, look a little bit like a lesbian, and kind of talk real up here nasally, and say the N-word. Like, I don't give a fat baby's dick, Jay Moore.
And like I said, you know, Ralphie was the living Cartman. He was Cartman. He was Cartman as an adult.
That jingle, nigga, I told you. You know.
Yes. Did you ever get offended when he said it to you?
No.
The first time?
Fuck no.
And what is
I felt
that?
It. I felt.
Okay.
I felt.
I didn't think you were, but I want, as a black guy, you can explain. First of all, if you're listening to this, don't ever say it. Just don't.
Yeah, just don't
try
it.
To wiggle it in.
But he had a, his presence is warmth.
Well, like fucking Don Rickles is warm, but if he goes,
yeah,
hi, why don't we ask this?
But that's inviting though.
But it's,
you know what
when
I mean?
Ralphie said it to you the first time.
I was not offended at all.
Well, like you said that. I want to, like, you can really like trip us all out. Like, how does a black guy know immediately that you felt no, like, whoa, like, what is it about?
Inflection.
It wasn't context. It was, I don't, but you said you felt it.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go.
I felt no hate. I felt no.
Because, like, white guys, when they say it, it seems.
I felt warmth. I felt warmth when he said that. You know, like, I felt endearment.
Okay.
That make any sense?
Makes total sense, and it's a really good call. What I hate personally is when I have a discussion about the word,
uh-huh.
And a brother will say to me, like, well, it's our word. You know, we can say it because, I go, let me cut you off, because this line of reasoning,
mm-hmm.
You're implying that I want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say motherfucker when I'm at Gelson's, so I'm not saying her either when I'm at the fucking counter. Like George Carlin's 7 words you can never say. Just make it 8.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to the counter and go, tits.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Like the people, the white people that are, well, why can't I say it? Why do you want to say it?
It's weird.
Why do you want to say it?
When you're looking to buy a car, you got to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. True Car. A lot of times that truth isn't the case. People configure cars online, and then later you find out, oh, that car's not available. Here's a pair of brown shoes. Wait, what? How am I going to drive shoes? Not my problem. True Car, real pricing, actual inventory, pre-owned cars. How about that? That's what I got. You got to get that. True Car, you can find the car you want. I used it, and I'm very happy with it. I actually wish I owned more cars so I could use True Car more often. True Car users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. Just go register. You'll see real price on actual inventory. I'm telling you guys, True Car is what's up. Save time, save money. True Car.
I do need a handbook, like when posse got folded in to like words that are offensive to black guys. I'm like, really?
Posse?
Posse? Like Phil Jackson didn't have a racist bone in his body.
No, your posse's on Broadway. That's bad now?
My posse from the Bronx is thick.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know this.
Roll correctly.
Posse, I didn't know this. Posse's bad? Are you fucking serious?
Wait, you're not that high. Phil Jackson said about LeBron James, you know, they had to stay overnight in Cleveland because him and his posse wanted to stay an extra night. And he's calling out like Maverick Carter. He's calling out like Paul, you know, his agent.
There's his posse.
Well, where the fuck were you a year ago? We could have used the voice of reason around here, but it's unanimous.
That's my new position with black people. Bruce Jingles, voice of reason.
A year after.
Year late.
You know, in hindsight, General Stonewall Jackson, he should have just shot the shit out of Virginia. Hi, I'm Bruce. It's 1860. Let me tell you, General Stonewall Jackson, you should have went back to Virginia and just shot everybody on your farm.
And the hashtag is CP time.
Yeah, of course you're late with your fucking reasoning. At Bruce Jingles, Brea, that's a nice club. I like it a lot.
The new one. They moved it.
They moved
it next door, and it's like, what is it, 480 seats.
They moved the Irvine one, and I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I missed the old one bad.
I like the old one.
It's too big, the new one.
Yeah, it's weird. It's way too big.
There's people so far straight back that you just can't keep that net in the ocean and keep those fish in the net.
I can get, like, it holds what? Irvine is what, 500?
Yeah, it might be sick. It's like Tempe Irvine big. It's huge.
Yeah, and it's
almost
overkill.
Like a boxcar. It goes straight back.
Because that's what they're doing now. They're doing overkill.
Well,
you know, they're killing themselves.
I should like it because I get like a piece of the door. And I'm like, you know what? When you give me those old checks, and I'll just murder.
Where are you at next?
I don't think anywhere really. It'll be 18,
next year.
Yeah. But jmoore.com. Oh, I'm doing something in Phoenix for the Morning Sickness Show, John Holmberg and those dudes. So jmoore.com. And if you go to jmoore.com, I got cartoons up, stories from this podcast made into cartoons. The lightning bolt fight story. Stephen Hawking cheated on his wife. Is now a cartoon. Sock it. LOL. Lick my balls. Whore. I'm kidding. Unless I'm not. Suck it. When you're done wiping my ass, lick it.
He's the ultimate cockle.
Yeah, no, but he's not. He's the bull.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of, there's something called This Happened at the bottom of my website. It's just some weird video that I put up every week. The animation, there's a link to my documentary about the lead singer of Bad Brains that we sold, Finding Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Most importantly, the Amazon click. So the best way you could support this podcast and the only money divorce lawyers don't fucking shove into their holes is the Amazon banner at jmoore.com. You shop at Amazon through my website. They just want to know where they're getting the action from, and they actually cut me a check, and it's direct deposit to my son's college education. He's 6 years old, and we're putting it away.
You need to.
Yeah.
You fucking need to. Cause you know what I mean? Because it's not like when we were coming up, you know, just saving for college. Imagine how expensive college is going to be. He better be smart.
He's not.
He's not?
No. His name is Trash Truck.
Oh, shit.
Like, we call him Trash Truck. He's a boy named Meredith, so he's got to overcome, because I gave him the name Meredith.
What's his name after the penguin?
That's last name. Meredith Wilson wrote The Music Man, and my father-in-law was named after him.
Well, his trouble
and
in River City.
You got it. You're the best. And Meredith in Scotland is a man's name. He's Lord of the Sea.
But Meredith, really?
Yeah, Lord of the Sea. It's a guy's name in Scotland, and I'm Scottish. And my father, you don't know the story?
So Lord of the Sea, Baxter Burney?
Yes. You know, she can ride a fucking paddleboard with a harpoon gun. She murders motherfuckers.
She was going to be Aquaman.
Lord of the Sea, Baxter Burney is a great fucking, she's a great nautical hero. Emperor Hirohito, the only reason those fucking destroyers sank was because she was out there fucking.
Oh, Don Lord of the Sea. Danny yeah. Don Lord of the Sea.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't fit on the back of the jersey.
Yeah.
And they tried the end, but Lord O. Dot, you know, with the apostrophe, Lord O. the Sea. And he's like, same amount of characters, man. This is the most you've been quiet ever, Petey.
I want to say this to Dodger fans. I think I'm a Dodger fan. Next year, when you go support my main man, Kike.
Oh, no. Now you can't talk, Pete. He's fucking at breakfast this morning. Let me tell you about Kike.
My main man, Kike. When you spelled go
Kike,
him,
by the way.
And you take your Kike signs. Remember, take the accent. Put the accent in the sign.
Because it's spelled K-I-K-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just looks racist.
You think that bothers Lon Rosen and like Stan Kasten?
I it fucked with me the first time I went down. I was like, whoa.
Oh, you're a Jew?
No, yeah.
Original Hebrew. You know how
Sammy.
We do.
Nice.
I'm the new Sammy. Shaboing boing. And, hey, babe. But I was like, whoa, why did that? Why do they have all these signs with racial
You just
slurs?
Jack off. You want to jack off? Joe.
Get your Weinstein out.
Get his fucking eyeballs.
He's my main man, Joe. Over
there. Like a cartoon wolf.
And he's like Speed Racer. Look at him. He looks like Speed Racer. Look. Dude, getting out of the Mach 5.
It's great radio, guys. A pretty lady across the way doing yoga on her balcony. We're all just fucking staring and talking at the same time.
Yeah. And she's like exotic, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's like that.
Bangladeshi. That's what they tell me.
It's like
when I go to the community laundry room.
Now she knows you look. Oh fuck!
Oh, she's cool.
Because now
I don't know if she can hear us. Jesus, that's a long.
Holy shit!
That's a long way away. Across the way there.
Because you know what's hot about her too? She controls animals, like with her mind, and like fucking cobra is gonna come fucking attack her.
She like She-Ra?
Yeah, like Ricky Tikki Tavi and shit.
Oh, I wish I was fucking stoned right now so bad so I could just.
He has weed.
I can't. I haven't smoked in 8 years. I'm going to start now for a fucking wrestling practice. You know what? That's when I'll start for wrestling practice. But I can't.
That's what they need. They smoke.
No, not my guy. It's high school. They're Crespi High guys. They're beautiful guys, man. They're like good You know, there's no churches around here. You're fucking. I made that shit up. I just put the sound of the bells in your head.
I know.
Oh, I could gaslight you so easily. So, no, Kike Hernandez, put your accent on the. Is it the second E?
Yes, not the second E.
Which way does the slant go? I'm not talking about like the third pitcher.
It's not like Nike. It's like.
It's an accent de clave, not accent aigu. We'll take your word for it, JJ. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about the Dodgers in fucking November. Good stuff. Dear Jay Moores, you may not email me more stories, 3737@gmail.com. I do get to them. Whoa, somewhere in there from 2018. That didn't make sense.
I want to really thank you for having me on your show.
Of course, buddy.
I appreciate it. All these
you want me to sign your mitt, little fella?
Yeah. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Dear Jay Moores, you may not have heard of me, but my name is The Yarb. For many years, I've been a fan of your comedy and sports talk. Recently, I decided to start my Christmas shopping early, but I had no game plan, nowhere to turn. I was lost when out of nowhere, a certain ginger-bearded friend of mine – these are all inside jokes from my old radio show.
Okay, good.
I know exactly. When out of nowhere, a certain ginger-bearded friend of mine told me that if I visited – it's Darren in Colorado – a website, jmoore.com, and clicked on the Amazon banner, I could help contribute to your son Meredith Daniel's efforts to attend Grambling, Xavier, or Howard while at the same time making my purchases. I want him to go to a black school. Ron Hunter, the basketball coach at Georgia Southern, goes, I'll tell you what. If he's still around and I'm still around – he can come play for me, and because he's white, I'll hook him up with a minority scholarship. And I was like, oh, a fucking minority scholarship? A white dude playing defensive end at Grambling? You would never miss SportsCenter. And his fucking name is Meredith?
Oh, that'd be fucking sick.
Meredith Moore around the corner again, crack.
So you wanted to be Grambling's white tiger, huh?
Yes.
Like Bruce Jenner what played.
Oh, that's right.
On NBC.
Well, he died, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
He died.
And the Phoenix arose. It's going to be Caitlyn's the Phoenix.
Caitlyn's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
You were a lot nicer as a dude.
I know.
Hold on. He advised me if I could use the Amazon banner for purchase of all kinds. Want a silly sausage? Amazon banner. Want a load of beaver for your mountain? Amazon banner. Want a decorative plant for your Ryan Reedman-sized fish tank? Amazon banner. And anyone can do it. Are you four white guys and an Egyptian? Check. All right, it's Rick Pitino. I tried everything. I played four white guys and an Egyptian.
Oh, Jesus.
He did, too. Are you a geeky barbecue-loving dentist? That's Richard Lackey. Check. Go for it. Ninja-surrounded father of the world's youngest Michael McDonald impersonator? Yeah. Pot-smoking poet, mountain man on wheels? Yes, even you can use jmoore.com, Amazon banner. Amazon harder! I was so excited by this revelation, I immediately went out and bought a book, a calendar, and several collectibles for my wife for Christmas. I hope she's not listening. As well as an additional hard drive from a young YouTube channel. Good. At this rate, I'll have... Jesus Christ. Let me fucking turn the page here.
I know.
Whew. I'll soon have as many hard drives as Brad Hutchings has microphones. All in all, it was about $150 of merch that I hope in some way can contribute to a fine young man's greater education down the road at the black college of his choice. As always, JJ, thank you for all you do. Hashtag more stories. Hashtag more sports. To the new Lakers podcast, you continue to inspire and make us smile and laugh. And even though you can't see all of us, you are never alone. Love you, pal, The Yarb. Hey, The Yarb, let's tighten that up a little bit. I'm a little shorter. I love this all, but I got a guest here. The Yarb, thank you, buddy. More stories, 3737@gmail.com. Email me what you bought at the Amazon banner. And like you could be a producer. Brought to you by The Yarb.
You're a Laker dude like me.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you an honest Laker dude? I know you're hardcore.
I did Shaq's podcast yesterday, and he goes, say that again. Because they go, are they going to make the playoffs because his co-host? I go, no. And Shaq goes, say that again. I'm like, no. And he goes, that's what's great about Shaq. I'm like, I do Shaq because I slip into Forrest Whitaker. I'll do Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, it's so
you know,
true.
You know, that's what I love about Jay. He'll tell the truth.
And Forrest Whitaker will slip back into Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Don't fuck with it.
That's right. Is he going to shit or is he going to kill us?
First he's going to shit, then he's going to kill us.
Yeah, so basically I just said, no, I keep it real, man. I keep it 100 when it comes to the Lakers, but it's the official Lakers podcast. You can't go like, that guy fucking sucks cock.
Yeah.
Like Otto and George, he sucks cock.
Yeah. Do you think we'll make it to the first round?
you're not getting into playoffs. It's the West, dude.
Thanks.
Like, the Trailblazers were 42-42, and that was an outlier, like, being 500 in the West. But that's because they just had, like, a fucking three-week joust with the Nuggets. Hey, Nuggets, go be minor league baseball or something. When you go to Denver, which you have been many times, nobody gives a fuck about the Nuggets. Yeah. They like the Rockies more than they like the Nuggets, and they have a gay dinosaur mascot. Hi, this is Rox, the dinosaur with a belly shirt. Hey, guys.
It's Godzilla's gay cousin, Rodney. This is hi. Only Fruity Islands.
Lakers are all right, man, because this is what happened this year. I'll make this very quick, because if you're not, you know what? You guys are fucking fine. Hang in there and just trust that what we're talking about is interesting. They keep talking about, we're going to bring in two max contracts next year, like a LeBron James can come to L.A., Paul George can come to L.A. Personally, I'm going Chris Paul all day. Because that's the weakness now.
Because we don't need LeBron. We need Chris Paul.
Hold on. You guys are fucking cyborg. Bite your tongue. So, but what happens is there's only two Lakers under contract for next year, definitely, and that's Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. So you got 13 guys that don't know if they're going to be in the building next year. So it's like, hey, ball for me, I'll ball for you. So, like, against the Clippers opening night, there was just a sinkhole on either end of the floor, whatever end the Lakers were on, like, eh. And the pacing's been really weird.
Yeah.
Like, Luke wants them to run the ball up every possession. He said there's never a reason we shouldn't be sprinting up to court.
Yeah, because they're never.
They're 20 years old.
Yeah.
And when you see them walking the ball up to court.
That's a fucking problem.
It's a problem. And fans don't know it's a problem. Fans are on Twitter going like, trade fucking Julius Randle right now.
No, they don't
like,
know.
Like, for who, Macho
about.
Man? Snap into a Slim Jim. They really don't know what they're talking
about.
Cup of
coffee.
But there's like this purgatory that's been created. Like, nobody knows that they're going to. There's no like, right now, we're going to go get it. It's all the talk's been, by accident, the byproduct has been like, so what the fuck? Am I a Laker? Like,
yeah, or not.
A couple, like, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, this kid goes to school down the street, like, like Robin Harris, that going to be a new daddy? Hell no. I'm here for the night, motherfucker. Sit down.
Oh, my man.
Like, they're just there for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they ain't taking their coat off.
Because they don't know if they have a job. They're not playing. They're not getting signals from management, from anything.
No, they are. I'm going to defend management. It's real transparent compared to the old regime.
Yeah.
This is a very healthy place.
Yeah.
But we keep talking about 2018. Well, I'm here in 2007. Like, you personally, Bruce, I know you well enough, and I know me well enough to be like, hey, man, I'm getting on a fucking plane today. The fuck's this? Like, so once we get rid of these wet bags of shit, we'll be up and running?
Yeah.
Like, I'm up and running.
Yeah.
I had 18 last night.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I did have 18 last night. Shots, bro. We got hammered.
Oh, yeah, the guy at the store.
So I think that's been a problem, like, with energy, and then they rectified it, and people don't understand what's happening with the Julius Randle thing. Because it looks like, hey, if we bench him, we take away his minutes, his numbers go down, we can give him a bullshit qualifying offer. It's what they did with Draymond in Golden State is, we're going to bring you off the bench. Who was there with Draymond and Draymond? Oh, it was David Lee. Draymond just made it so you couldn't put David Lee on the floor. We're going to bring you in and play you 8 minutes. And you're going to be at a different video game speed than everybody else and just fucking grind them to a nub. And then when you get tired, you're out of the game. And that you're that guy. Yeah. And that's the long lineup they go with where he plays the five. And it's Brandon Ingram. It's Kuzma. They're fucking long, like Plastic Man dudes. So they're exciting to watch. And Lonzo's shot is burr. At least it's, like, really fun to watch, like, that Philadelphia game. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it is on.
Because it's fun because they're young.
They're not going to turn it around. They've turned it around. Mm-hmm. Like, they've went around this iceberg. Mm-hmm. And if it was a company, this is what I said to Shaq. If it was a business, all 30 teams in the NBA were a mutual fund. Mm-hmm. You would put all of it on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because it's Coca-Cola stock in, like, 1960.
It's a brand. It's
And they're going to go up. Like, if you put it all on the Warriors, you're going to get, like, a 1% return because they're at the top. You can't make – like, a restaurant can only make a certain amount of money then unless you raise the prices. So, like, they're not going to suck. They're going to be really good, but they're going
to
bring in
– They have to learn to be cohesive. That's just all it is.
And they will. And, you know, look, this is a town that's not used to losing at all.
Not at all.
And they fucking freaked out. They're actual idiots out there. Like, fuck D'Angelo Russell. Fuck D'Angelo Russell. And I was the one defending the dude. I'm like, well, he's 20 years old, 21 years old. He's a He's a second-year point guard. He's 20 years old. He's got 16-5. If you ask any general manager in the NBA if he wanted took the name out, you'd be like, Patty Mills, you can go fucking kick rocks. With the exception of Golden State, every team would be like, yeah, buy Marcus. Oh, Marcus Morris, not starting anymore. But you would just take that.
Yeah.
So, but then when they traded him and got rid of the Mozgov contract, which was killing us, it was like, how the fuck? Can you imagine if D'Angelo Russell was here with Lonzo Ball? No, I can't, stupid. Imagine if my aunt had a cock, she'd be my uncle.
it basically.
If I wish it was a lot
of, because a lot of our fans, a lot of Laker fans are just stupid. We're older.
I said L.A. I'm not going to call Laker fan stupid because it's a nice place.
No, but you know what I mean. But
yeah, I do know what you mean.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's, I grew up during Showtime. I grew up during Wilkes years. Like,
man, that guy.
Beginning, you know what I mean?
You're going to see Michael McDonald tonight? This whole conversation. You're going to see Michael McDonald tonight.
Yes, I am.
And I don't know why we haven't gotten to it sooner. I said to you on the phone, like,
and I told you you'd remember. Aha, you remembered this.
Yeah, because I said to you in the car yesterday, I'm away to wrestling practice. I'm like, that's some white shit. And then as I was saying it, I'm like, no, it's not.
No, that's
like Pete, Michael McDonald's. If he says nigger, does he get the pass?
He fucks him.
So what? So De Niro.
He can say nigger boning black chicks.
I don't think they're...
Is that the ultimate white man pass?
No, that's Bill Maher. He got destroyed. And by the way, Bill Maher's joke was perfect.
I know.
The construct, the time, everything was exactly... The creepy white guy going, we'll put you to work out in the fields.
Yeah,
and he goes, I'll be the house he goes, leader. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He goes, well, and the guy doubles down, you know.
And that's what it was. It's a great like joke. When people talked about Django. Django when it first came out. Okay, well, of course, they'd say nigger too much. It was the time. They didn't say, African-American, go plow my field. No.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's the vernacular of the time.
It was the early 90s.
Everybody's pussies.
Yeah, they are. It's fake outrage, too.
Oh, it's
like you're going to go see a movie about slavery.
You're going to, yeah.
And go,
I'm outraged you want to go see a slave movie in the first place. How about that?
They got laminated Amistad tickets.
Exactly.
Like a fucking Soul Train laminate. They wear their Amistad tickets around their neck. No, I just went for John Quincy Adams.
I know. Jesus Christ.
See, Pete, you take President, the info from one podcast, yes, and you smush it into the
President,
other one.
President, presidents you'll never see with a major motion picture like Millard Fillmore or shit like that.
Now I'm determined to make it.
Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, get Franklin Pierce in there.
In a world where something and something, James Polk. Polk's the weird one. I think I was like 20 where I'm like,
William Henry Harrison.
Who the fuck is James Polk?
He would get a movie.
In a world.
Was he assassinated, Harrison?
William Henry Harrison.
And his grandson was president, too.
Benjamin
like a month
Harrison.
In, right?
Yeah, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, he died, a year in. Yeah, not even a
month.
A month in. Yeah.
Not assassinated.
He died of pneumonia.
AIDS. Right. Oh, well, they called it pneumonia then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the fever.
Yeah. Getting a fucking AIDS all the way back then. They don't
month
even...
Month of infamy. The William Henry
President
Harrison
Taylor died
story.
From cherries and cream on a hot day.
Hold on.
I got the indigestion.
Cherries and cream?
Yeah. They were having like a celebration at the Washington Monument, and he ate it. He's like, I don't feel so good.
Did he talk like on, did he, you why did he talk like on Esther?
Yeah,
you fish-eyed fool.
Oh, I know you. LaWanda Page was that?
Nice job.
She was the servant.
I wanted to see LaWanda Page so bad, and I couldn't come up with her name. I said, on Esther, you fish-eyed fool. I got the famous Fred G. sandwich.
Watch it, son.
Wait, so how did eating cream and strawberries die?
It
make you die?
It on them. I don't know. You got a bacteria. It's back before they had
immediately?
It's like before they had refrigerators.
No. Yeah. It took
before they had ice.
But that was like his
peak.
No,
it's strawberries and cream. It's not, he didn't eat a fucking salmon out of the fucking Potomac River.
They had cholera and stuff back then, though. So just the stuff was out.
And, yeah, they had cholera, and they were serving them.
So what? I'm going to say it was the strawberries, because if cream goes bad, it's, oh, my God, this is bad cream. Cream!
Get on top.
Cream?
There's a show on History called Nightfall, KNIGHT, Nightfall. It's awesome. All you nerds that are always on social media talking about some other show with knights, have fun with that. Control the Grail, control the world. Nightfall on History, I love it.
episodes about belief they have, sacrifice, politics. There's great love stories, power and revenge. It's all about control the grail, control the world. That's on history, my friends. You're going to want to watch that show called Nightfall. I put my name on it. December 6th, 10 o'clock, 9 Central. Hey, Central Time Zone, don't you know when your shows are on? We got to say this every time. Nightfall.
So, well, presidential, we are all over the ice, and I like this.
Really?
Like, presidential history, deaths.
hot Bangladesh.
Andrew Jackson, hot Bangladesh ladies doing yoga across the way there.
She's going to summon like an elephant. And she's going to ride off on the elephant or something.
What is it? The Bangladeshis talking to animals like they're St. Francis.
I don't know.
Why are you yelling at me again?
She's like, I don't know.
I don't know. If you look around the neighborhood, you might want to dial it back a little. I just retired LAPD walking around.
I'll throw it up a little higher.
Do it.
That motherfucker.
Because tonight I got to be that type of. That speech he gives to Chris Tucker is amazing. How weird is it to a black guy when somebody like Scorsese or somebody like Quentin Tarantino nail dialogue for black guys? Like, it's so real. Or maybe it's not so real.
Nope.
Because, like, Spike Lee writes for Italians better than Scorsese writes for, like, you know?
Because...
You put a saddle on him, they fucking love it. How does he know? He asked his mother, fuck you and fuck Michael Jackson.
It's just... because he doesn't... I think with Tarantino, he grew up watching blaxploitation movies, like of the 70s. A lot of your audience.
Well, so did the guys that wrote for Good Times, and they're like, hey, Jive Turkey.
I don't know. It's a
like
feel.
It's a fine line, man.
I know. It's a very fine line. It's just like writing, you know, just like writing a joke. It's one word. Can change that whole fucking premise.
But I can remove the word. I can change it and bend it and shape it. I can't take back two black guys arguing and have a black audience go, this is written by a fucking white guy.
Yeah.
Because it's printed. It's sent off in a lab someplace for color treatment.
Yeah.
no offense. Yeah. It's like playing a drunk.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You got to.
Fuck, is there a fucking Iranian wedding out there, Pete? Go do some spy shit.
You got to go full committal.
Goddamn bells all day. Since why?
It's the bells of St. Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guadalupe.
It's like playing a drunk. If you do it poorly, you look like an asshole trying to play a drunk.
Mm.
If you do it well, like.
Why is he so good?
You didn't look. If you really look at it, they didn't play. Like Richard Gere in Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Does it entirely normal at the bar. He stands up and just takes one step backwards like, whoa. And he points to the bottle and walks out. And you're like, he was hammered. You watch that scene again. Nothing drunk about. Nothing.
Yeah.
I just imitated Chris Penn. Because I'm like, I'm not going to act drunk at all. I'm going to go, Rafkin, I swear to God, we're going to make a blood pact. No matter how mad you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just acted like Chris Penn. I looked drunk.
How many, when you did impressions, when you first started doing impressions, did you just stumble into it like I did?
I would always.
Or did you try?
I think the first impressions I did was when I was 8. And my parents took me to see Stripes. Sure, like, they didn't get a babysitter. I'm just watching ladies, like, wash your titties. And John Larroquette's jacking off.
Yeah.
Wash those muscles.
Yeah, and Sean Young is getting nailed by fucking
Angelina treatment. Yeah. What's the matter? Didn't everybody make it with a beautiful MP last night? Uncle Holka?
I love that movie.
We all know it by heart. So and then when I got back to the neighborhood, I was trying to explain to 9 and 10-year-olds the movie. I realized, A, I'm smarter than everybody here.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking mouth breathers. And I, looking back, I was acting it out and doing impressions of, Winger, I notice you're always last.
Yeah.
Pacing myself, sir.
So you're doing Warren Oates impressions.
Who?
Warren Oates.
Is that the Polka. Actor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're fucking.
He.
I should let you talk
He was
more.
In the. Army. He was in the Wild Bunch.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so, he's. He was in Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder was his last movie.
What happened? Oh, he died with President Tyler, right?
Yeah.
He was in that strawberry accident. No,
he died with William Henry Harrison.
What impressions do you do? I didn't know you did impressions.
I don't rely on them. I know I can do them.
I don't rely on them either. But
like, I can do Connery. I'm known for my Samuel Jackson.
You know, it's interesting, right? When you said Connery, I realize because people don't. I don't think people realize this. Like David Gee can do Alan Alda,
yeah.
Which is sort of Vin Scully. Keitel,
yeah.
Harvey Keitel and Colin Quinn is the same impression.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan and Al Pacino is the
same impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete Turner, U.S. spy. It's like yeah. That same register when I'm like, oh, wow. It's yeah, he's got Sean Connery in him. Of course he does.
Yes. So. It,
you could do Yao Ming then because he sounds like Sean Connery yeah. When he speaks Chinese. So. Who's like the partner to Sean Connery, or you haven't figured it out yet? Because like, you know, it comes late.
I was thinking like Nick Nolte, because I'm trying to write like.
Well, I could do it then, Stavros. You have to take that goddamn hill.
There's your goddamn dinner. Come on.
We got an 18-year swing.
Yeah.
Which Nolte we're doing.
With Nolte. Dark Nolte.
I'm doing Thin Red Line where he's just like drunk and crackle.
No, I'm thinking the Cape Fear.
Yeah, no, I think I'm exact. Actually, maybe 18 years.
That might be. Yeah, that's
do that again.
That's perfect.
Do that again.
I love Robert Mitchum. You must have misunderstood me. I work in law enforcement.
I fucking love. That movie didn't get as much.
Well, it's terrible.
Much respect. It's terrible.
Both of them stink. Robert Mitchum in the original.
But the fact that the fact that Robert Mitchum and Gregory Peck are in it. My favorite Robert Mitchum. If you don't know Robert Mitchum, Robert Mitchum is
Kill
one of
yourself.
My favorite character actors because he was a pot smoking drunk
in the 50s.
The 40s.
He got arrested for pot in the 50s.
Yeah, and he's hardcore. My favorite Robert Mitchum role is in Rio Bravo. Is it Rio Bravo or Rio?
That's Dean in.
It's a Don John Wayne. It's Rio Bravo.
Is he in Rio?
The one with
his Petey.
Yeah, the one with
John Wayne, Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson, and
yeah,
Robert
because John Wayne made the same movie twice. Rio Bravo and Rio.
Oh my God, he's right.
Wow.
Think
and,
about
Rio by Duran Duran.
Yeah, yes. You can blame it on Rio. No, he made Rio Bravo and Rio Dorado or El Dorado. El Dorado.
Jesus Christ, just get it together and let us know at the finish line.
Is that El Dorado?
Because I don't know the answer.
And Robert Mitchum drunk. Playing Robert Mitchum playing a drum was just hilarious.
Yeah, he wasn't in Rio Bravo, so he was in El Dorado.
El Dorado.
It was Ricky Nelson and Dean Martin have that duet in a jail cell while they're sucking each other off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta admit, you just gotta do what you gotta do. Like little
those are hard times.
Little Boosie knows that. Man, that's all these dudes in the shower fucking, man. That was beautiful. Like, that song, like, froze me. Like, in the middle of that movie. But in Rio Bravo, when Dean and Ricky Nelson were doing that duet, it was like.
We are going everywhere. Now we're in.
No, that's all right, because we're both, like, excited. We want
committed to this.
Put the railroad tie out right before the train. Mitchum in Cape Fear under the boardwalk fighting is all they show you. And he has a Hawaiian shirt and a hat. Cape Fear, the newer one, De Niro's covered in tattoos. It opens on him doing dips in prison with a fucking dumbbell around his neck.
Getting Lermelos.
What about your books? Already read them.
He's been harassing my family.
He walks into the camera like the counselor, come out, wherever you are. He's banging a chain across a dumpster like that. And Robert Mitchum has one sentence that freezes you up. He goes, when the cop goes in the bar, and he goes, why do you leave the lady alone? He goes, I don't mind talking to you, fella, but you touch that billy club, you better call the riot squad. And it's like, ooh, and it's like really spooky.
Because that's the thing with doing impressions. You have to get the cadence.
I didn't even think about it. It's interesting.
You just go.
If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't learn an impression.
No, you just do it. It's just like I think I'm the only black comic that does it. I don't want to be stuck doing impression. I'm one of the few black comics. I know I don't. I know that. Are there any black comics that do Connery impressions?
Oh, you're one of the only black comics that do Sean Connery.
Yeah, I know. I'm the only black comic that does Samuel Jackson. That's my.
No, there's that kid on. I don't fucking know. Sure.
Oh, Jay Farrell?
No, I realize he doesn't, so I stopped myself.
Yeah.
And I.
Because nobody really does.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen more white guys do. I'll strike down on these great. Like, who? I wish I had one just to say those.
Those who attempt And to destroy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just a quote from, is it Ezekiel?
Mm-hmm. And I will rise up with great vengeance and furious.
Now, I used to say it just because it was some freaky shit.
Yeah.
But then as I kept saying it, I got into the motherfucker. Like, yeah. I found some meaning.
Because you don't realize you get into your impression. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you just said that because I will physically feel myself like becoming. In Galaga, you got to get into that beam to get up to get the double guys.
Yeah.
I have to physically get like docked inside me.
And then you're going, yeah.
Yeah. And then when I get off, there's like when I get off that center and I realize this impression sucks, there's one sentence like with walking and goes, yeah. If I say, yeah, I get back. And Pacino goes, are you going to tell me? Like, that's wham. Like, if I start there, it's always true.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah.
It's
actually yes for all my impressions.
I have to write my new hour. There are impressions I know I can do.
Like,
but
I think the listeners are like well, let's fucking do them.
I can do Gilbert Gottfried. Now, there's not too many Negroes that do Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm going to say this in all fairness. You can do it, and I know exactly what's happening. You're realizing you'll ruin the microphone.
Yeah.
Because it's five times louder than you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like people on a Periscope, and they're like, do Keitel. I'm like, I'm walking my fucking dogs at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
You goddamn rat! I can't be shouting, you know? So I got to go like, look. Pacino's got to yell.
Or my cartel is usually it's from Bad Lieutenant. When he's standing there naked.
Oh, baby, my darling. That's a crazy song. What do you have to do to get nominated for an Oscar if he doesn't get nominated for Bad Lieutenant?
Yeah, look.
He calls Christ a rat fuck.
I,
you rat fuck! Jacks off on the side of a car.
Oh my God. That's a forgotten movie. Go.
That's in my top 10.
See Bad Lieutenant.
Just YouTube any scene. It's great. I like when he chases the drug dealer up because he wants his crack, and he dig up two flights of stairs, and he goes, "Come on, give it to me." And the guy gives it to him, and he just starts huffing. He goes,
"You motherfucker!"
The kid goes, "You know that shit's gonna kill you, right?" And he goes, "What kind of businessman are you? You can't even back your own fucking product." And the old lady opens the door, and he takes out like a Desert Eagle. He goes, "Get back!" Police activity. He puts him in her face. It's like a little old lady. He is a bad lieutenant, Bruce Jingle. You got the best name for me to be a gay guy or Tracy. Yeah, Bruce Jingles. My favorite book is Scruples.
Oh, I love you, Tracy Warren.
Yeah. It's because you're my father. He wants what's best for me, Pete.
You know, people think that's a state that Bruce Jingles is a stage name, too.
It is an odd name. No. Like, Jingles. I'm like, it's not Jingles. I was looking at my contacts yesterday. I go, why'd you put an S on Jingle? And I'm like, because it's fucking Jingle. I'm talking to myself.
It's Jingles.
Yeah.
What's
your mother's maiden name, for real?
Joy. J-O-Y.
That's her last name?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Your whole family's fucking happy.
Black elves.
You don't have to write anything. It's already happened.
Yeah, it's life.
Just say that shit on stage, bro.
That's
what's up.
That's what I'm doing. It's you know, as a comic, when you reach a certain level and you get like, you're not trying to write abstract shit.
I don't know how.
I can't.
Like when I sit down to write jokes, it's like if it doesn't work, I'm just standing there with a fucking wet bag of shit dicks in my hand like, sorry, I thought they were cool.
I can't write what I don't know. I can't write what I know, don't know about. I don't know about fucking Einstein theory of relativity.
That sounded like fucking Bob Marley. I'm running, I'm passing. I'm like,
old
I'm
red cool. eyes.
That was amazing.
old red eyes.
But if I tell something that happened to me and they don't laugh, I'm like, that's what happened. I can't help you there.
Yeah. I've led an interesting life, but it's how you tell it. Because everybody essentially has the same story.
How so?
In a nutshell. I mean, you know.
We all struggle.
Yeah.
We all think we deserve a little more unless we're the other way. I don't deserve anything, which is passive narcissism. Yeah. They're full of shit.
Everybody has the same story, but it's different stories. I say that. Make any sense? We all have common ground.
Don't let your grass make you question what you're saying making sense. You make perfect sense. Otherwise, I'd go, what does that mean? You know, like, I have, like, two times, like, explain it. Oh, good Lord. So, listen, brother.
Yang Bangladesh.
December 7th through 10th, we're going to be at the Harvey's in Portland,
Oregon.
I have a surprise for you. I'm going to come out. I'll be up there.
This motherfucker.
Wednesday, December 21st, Brea Improv. And lovely. Downtown Brea. Right off of Birch Road, everybody.
LAPD. LA Police Department.
If you want to see white guys with red hair driving Japanese cars acting like Puerto Ricans, Brea is the spot.
It's so true. It's so fucking
I'll
true.
Cut you up, dude.
Can they, what are you doing? Can they follow me on the Twitter?
Yeah, I did that up top because I always
at
forget
Bruce
it.
Bruce Jingles.
Well, at Bruce
Instagram,
Jingles.
Instagram. Bruce Jingles 420.
Okay, if you say fucking Bruce Jingles twice, like, oh, wait, hold on, though. In Instagram, Bruce Jingles.
420.
I know. What would your walk-up music be? Like, you know, WWF, you knew Hulk was coming out because it's
yeah, I know, I know. I know. Because I'm a huge wrestling fan, too.
I'll tell you mine. It's what, Pete, do I know yours? It's Duran Duran or something, wasn't it?
No, it's Ice Cream Man.
Oh, by Van Halen, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
You ever heard that shit? Dun, dun, dun.
Which is their last
just say
good
no.
album.
Just say no.
No, from 1984.
Bro, he's got it.
Nice.
You can't get shit past Jingles. Yeah. You play fucking Scrabble with him? Ralphie was the king
I'll
of the,
Scrabble your motherfucking ass.
Ralphie was the king of like
at.
The two-letter words.
Right.
Jingles like Terpsichorean. You're like, what? He goes, it means having to do with dance. No, where'd you get fucking 11 tiles, dick? Like, like so confusing. He just puts out
we
like
gotta party
14
sometime.
Letter words.
Let's party sometime. Just hang out.
You know how I party? Yeah. I fucking take a nap after I make a mess of myself on my own tummy, okay?
My man.
I don't like party. I'm Squiznair.
Squiz.
Divisible by two, man.
Squiz.
What's your walk? I'm going Where Eagles Dare by the Misfits. You got Ice Cream Man.
Lovely Day from Bill Withers.
A little slow, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
You realize I shit on everybody's dress. No, that's not true. Nick Thune said Rosanna. I was like, you all the way. Here comes Nick Thune.
So Toto?
Oh, no, it's Nick Thune coming to handle his business.
That's right. It's Toto. It's coming. Toto's back.
Yeah, that shit was nice. And he goes, are you being, like, ironic? I go, I got no fucking irony in me, bro. That shit's tight.
No, I know. It's cheesy.
What is your tune by Withers?
Lovely Day.
All right. We'll play it out then. Yeah. I always like to know what people are coming up to. It's always something mellower than I think.
I dig that. It's that song that.
Oh, like yeah. That. My man, I was so excited to talk to you that I think we just threw a lot of data to the wall. Let's do it again and. You can just, like, be your natural fucking hilarious self without me going, and what's that, and what's that, and what's that, and what's that?
No, I like this.
Yeah, this
we're everywhere.
It is the best podcast on earth.
It is.
If you know anybody that doesn't have the More Stories app, tell them to just get it and help and rate, review. I haven't said that in, like, 3 years.
You got an app, motherfucker?
Yeah, bro. It's 2001, man. A-double, my man. Hi, buddy. Bruce Jangles, and these are other people. My best friend Aaron. We do that Lakers podcast.
My man,
we kill it.
I'd love to go to a Laker game with you this year.
Baby steps, bro. Okay.
Let's
get an ice cream or something down the road. A little frozen. Right. You know what? Let's start with frozen yogurt.
Fuck yeah!
I got some ice cream.
Oh yeah, I'm with it.
He's the ice cream man. I asked Aaron. I go, do you get flu shots? He goes, that's white people shit, man. So now this is the
really
longest
is.
I've. Wait, fuck you!
It really is. You know, the flu shot to black people is a hot toddy.
It's like $8 juice. That's white people shit.
Right? It's a hot toddy. Like, I don't want to
proactively, like, just have one every night.
Yeah.
From September
that's
on.
A, that's a motherfucking, this is a motherfucking flu shot. Drink that shit.
Are you done eight roaches, baby?
Wrap yourself up, motherfucker.
So I haven't gotten a flu shot this year. So I have, like, this tick, 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 tick. It's the longest I've gone without getting a flu shot. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm not going to.
I got a flu shot last year. I got the sickest. I ever got.
I got like six of them last year because I really didn't want to get the flu.
I got the sickest I've been in 12 years, and it sucked because I was
like,
I
that's
was
black for, people shit. Like,
oh,
you,
yeah.
You get a fucking vaccination that actually makes you sick.
Yeah, black people shit is, you know,
that's the
man
trying
to. You remember the last time you were that sick?
That's bullshit. That is a white farmer trying to get you out.
Yeah.
Line up, everybody. Get your shots. Going to get rid of the flu.
Take your anti-spook medicine. That's it.
Yeah. It's the
No, it's still
like, it's my actual favorite slur.
I know.
Like, spook. I'm angry. It's a slur. Like when they call spies spooks in books, I'm like, yes, it's the best. He's a spook.
And like, if that's why black people can't watch like NCIS. They're like, oh, he's a spook. What the fuck?
Yesterday, I'm at Aaron's outside his house.
I see you have a beer. Can I have a beer? God damn it.
Yeah, of course. See how they do, Pete? Mm-hmm. Brother asking another brother for a beer in my house.
All right, I see you, player. I see you in here too, player.
It is like white people probably don't know this. Like two brothers in the mall, like from 40 feet, eye contact, a nod. Like white, white people don't know it.
And people don't. Thank you. And brothers, people don't get that.
Brothers always. Like,
I see you. I see you.
And if that guy was a fucking extra on the Love Boat in 1922, they're like, hey, man, what's that? That's a dude from the Love Boat, man.
He played Isaac's nephew.
Yeah. Right?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, Aaron, yesterday when I was telling you I wanted a coonhound, literally, it's my favorite dog, and I've always wanted hounds. And like, this is my best fucking friend, and there's like a nanosecond, like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm like, that's what it's the name of the fucking dog is raccoons. I like that Old Man River impression you just pulled out.
No, I like when like my
Aaron, you brought some life in here.
With like my my best friend's dad is very very staunch white guy. And I always hey, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, he says that to you?
No, I say that to him. Oh,
good. So, okay, that's way funnier. Thank you. I'm like, one way it's kind of sad, the other way it's great.
Yeah.
And of course, you took the great route. Bruce Jingles on Twitter, on Instagram, Bruce Jingles 420, because it's just, you know, it's always the afternoon where he lives.
Follow me. Check me out.
They'll follow you. Hashtag we, more stories. Do your you guys know what to do. It's a drill by now. We got to get some new folks in here. I don't want like Lady Gang and shit passing us on the. Tired of hearing that, you know, all these podcasts that are getting all the, you know.
Doo-doo.
You know what? I can't even make up a complaint because I don't give a shit that much. I love this so much.
I love it's
impenetrable.
Podcasts. I want to bring back my own podcast. I mean, is it?
No, you don't. Just do your own. Just fucking go on other people's. It's way easier and more fun. And people are like, get Bruce. He's always fun.
Yeah. I like
sitting
that.
There going, well, who the fuck are we going to get?
I love being a guest on podcasts. I would do Ralphie's podcast or
hey, player.
Hey, Jingle. I see you.
No, I recorded 44 in a row and Bruce Jingle. I wasn't sleeping, J-Mo's outside.
Oh, I love it.
HNIC, Playboy.
That's right, baby. We love you, Ralphie.
We love you, Ralphie. Bruce, I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
Pete A. Turner on Twitter, too, at JMore37. All right, friends, put your name on it.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.